Shalom. I am Jeff Mills, and you are listening to the weekly Shabbat teaching of Congregation Beit HaEmet, brought to you by HaEmet Ministries, where we encourage you to rethink, relearn, and return to the pure word and way of our Elohim. For more teachings, resources, and information about HaEmet Ministries, please visit our website at www.haemet.org. That's www.haemet.org. Blessings, and may our Abba continue to guide you and lead you into all truth. Shabbat Shalom. We have a tendency to turn away from reality. If something is unpleasant, uncomfortable, or if there is something we just don't want to see or think about or deal with, we turn away from it. I have seen this happen when people are hit with tragedy in their lives too. Other people turn away from them. It is almost as if they are afraid that the same thing will happen to them. You know, it forces people to think about the reality in their own lives. And sometimes that hits very close to home. I really noticed when my dad died how other people acted and reacted. He was in the hospital in ICU for a week after a massive heart attack. And even the people I worked with at that time, those that I worked with closely, acted differently towards me. Everyone stayed away from me. And even though they may have told themselves that they were being respectful, it's really them being uncomfortable that makes them stay away. Even the way they spoke to me in the morning was very brief. And what really happens in those situations is people are really forced to think about their own situations. And they're forced to put themselves in your place and think what it must be like. And that just makes people very uncomfortable. People do not like upset in their lives. And they do not like their normal routines to be interrupted. Even if something happens to someone they are not really close to, it still makes them feel uncomfortable. Now, we are all affected by tragedy. And we never know when a circumstance is going to come our way or when we're going to be placed in a certain situation. You know, even Yeshua was affected by tragedy. Matthew 14 and verse 12. Matthew 14 and verse 12. And his taught ones came and took away the body and buried it, and went and reported to Yehoshua. Now when Yehoshua heard it, he withdrew from there by boat to a deserted place by himself. And when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the cities. He needed time to absorb what had happened and to think about it. We can't make things go away, can we? No matter how much we do not want to face something, it is still there. It is still waiting for us. And we can't alter reality. And we can't hide from it either. You know, we have an amazing capacity to just refuse to see the things that we don't like. We just ignore them. We put them out of our mind. And there are some people who just run from reality. They don't want to face the truth. And it's easier just to run and pretend like whatever is upsetting them doesn't exist. Well, there is a danger in that. We can ignore warnings, and we can fail to see the signs that are right in front of us. We try to cover up things we don't want to see, and we pretend that they aren't there. People stay in toxic relationships because they ignore. And they deceive themselves into thinking what they are seeing is not really happening because they don't want to face the reality of the situation they're in. And it is easier just to pretend that it's not really happening. You know, you see people driving vehicles down the road that are making noise. And sometimes they're making a terrible noise. Yet they just ignore that. And they continue driving until their vehicle breaks down on them. And it usually breaks down at a very inconvenient time. And that breakdown is much more expensive than if they would have just paid attention to the signs their vehicle was giving them and started trying to find out what was wrong. When something's broken and you ignore it, it's only going to get worse. Things don't just fix themselves. And we know that Yah has a plan and that his plan is in progress. His plan has been in place since man was put on this earth. And he even tells us what is going to happen. And he tells us why. Matthew 24 and verse 42. Matthew 24 and verse 42. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your master is coming. And know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Because of this, be ready too, for the son of Adam is coming at an hour when you do not expect him. Yahweh warned Israel that there would be false prophets who rose up among them. He warned them that those false prophets would try to lead them astray and try to get them to go after false gods. And we know that is true. We have seen it happen, and it is happening right now. Those who are foolish and who do not pay attention to his word fall for the deception. they ignore and they do not pay attention to the signs and warnings that Yahweh gives them. But they do pay attention to the signs and wonders of the false prophets. They become so caught up that they become blinded. All the warning bells are going off, and all the signals are going off. Yet, they ignore all of that and continue on. Deuteronomy 13 and verse 1. Deuteronomy 13 and verse 1. When there arises among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and he shall give you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder shall come true of which he has spoken to you, saying, let us go after other mighty ones, which you have not known, and serve them. Do not listen to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. For Yahweh your Elohim is trying you to know whether you love Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart and with all your being. Reality is harsh sometimes, but is it better to be deceived and to believe a lie? Israel failed over and over to pay attention to the signs all around them. They ignored the warnings that Yahweh sent to them. They even killed the prophets that Yahweh sent to them because they did not want their sins pointed out to them, and they did not want to hear what was coming upon them for their willful disobedience. It's a state of rebellion that people get into. And even though they have the reality right before them of what Yahweh's word says, they ignore it because they don't want to see it. They don't want to face up to the truth that they're not living their lives according to his word. They are not obeying him. And just because we close his word and put it away, or we ignore the parts that we don't want to see and be obedient to, it doesn't change his word in any way. The Torah still stands. And it is the standard by which all men will be judged. Nehemiah 9, verse 24. Nehemiah 9, verse 24. So the sons went in and possessed the land, and you humbled before them the people of the land, the Canaanite, and gave them into their hands with their sovereigns and the people of the land to do with them as they desired. And they captured walled cities and a rich land and possessed houses filled with all good, cisterns already dug, vineyards and olive trees and fruit trees in plenty. So they ate and were satisfied, and grew fat, and delighted themselves in your great goodness. But they became disobedient, and rebelled against you, and cast your Torah behind their backs. And they slew your prophets who had warned them, to bring them back to yourself. And they worked great blasphemies. Therefore you gave them into the hand of their enemies who distressed them. And in the time of their distress, when they cried to you, you heard from the heavens. And according to your great compassion, You gave them saviors who saved them from the hand of their enemies. But after they had rest, they turned back to do evil before you. Then you left them in the hand of their enemies so that they ruled over them. But when they turned back and cried out to you, you heard from the heavens and delivered them according to your compassion many times and warned them to bring them back to your Torah. But they acted proudly and did not obey your commands and sinned against your right rulings, which if a man does, he shall live by them. And they gave the rebellious shoulder and hardened their necks and would not hear. And you had patience with them for many years and did warn them by your spirit, by the hand of your prophets, yet they would not give ear. Therefore you gave them into the hand of the peoples of the lands. Yahweh makes his word known to those who are his. He gives them warnings and shows them what is to come so that they know what to expect. He loves his people enough to show them the reality of what is to come so that they are not deceived. If we choose to ignore his word and refuse to see what is coming, then we can be given over to deception. What would happen if he allowed us to live our lives in complete ignorance? We would not know what to believe, and we would probably follow whatever sounded the best to us and fit into the life we wanted to live. There are a lot of people in that condition right now, isn't there? They refuse to see the reality that is right there before them, and they believe those who deceive them and tickle their ears with what they want to hear. Yahweh still has his servants today who bring the warning, who bring his word, who are warning against those who are out to deceive. Can we face the reality? Can we recognize and accept that not everyone who calls themselves a servant of Yahweh really is? And that there are those who willingly or unwillingly are leading people down a path that goes to destruction. That's why Yahweh warns us. That's why he warns his people to beware of false prophets. John 15, verse 15. John 15, verse 15. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends, for all teachings which I heard from my Father I have made known to you. And the truth sets us free. Truth drives away deception. Many of us grew up believing in deception, didn't we? Our parents did not mean us any harm. They thought they were bringing joy and happiness into our lives when they taught us to believe in a fictitious person who brought us gifts and drove a sleigh through the sky, pulled by flying reindeer. Well, that's not harmful, is it? That's not idolatry and false worship, is it? That's not taking praise and honor away from our Abba, is it? At some point in our lives, the reality came. And depending on what age you were at the time, it was a huge blow. Dreams were shattered. And reality was facing you. And you did not want to believe the reality that everything you had held up about Christmas was false and a huge deception. People continue to teach the same lie to their children, generation after generation. And they know it's not reality. When they should be teaching their children how to love Yahweh and how to have a relationship with Him, to guard His commands, to be obedient to Him, to surrender and submit to Him, and that they have an inheritance waiting for them in His kingdom if they become His people. That is the reality. The people of Yahweh are a people of hope. We have His promises. We have His word. And He has already shown that He will do as He has said. That is a reality. We can trust in His word and in His promises because He has already proven Himself. You know, lots of people believe in myths and legends and fables and tales that have never even been proven. And we have the reality, we have the proof that our Abba's word is true. And we don't have to believe in some person who does not even exist to make us happy or to make us be fulfilled. We have a living Elohim who loves us and is giving us more than we could ever hope or imagine for. That is a reality. 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 13. Now, brothers, we do not wish you to be ignorant concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you be sad as others who have no expectation. For if we believe that Yehoshua died and rose again, so also Elohim shall bring with Him those who sleep in Yehoshua. The resurrection is real. Eternal life is real. His kingdom is real. That is our reality as the people of Yahweh. And I know it's hard for us to think about those things sometimes and wrap our minds around them because we have not experienced them yet. It's hard for us to imagine eternal life when everything we do in this world is governed by time. And people are running here and there and all over the place, and life just keeps accelerating and moving at a faster and faster pace all of the time. It's hard for us to imagine resurrection when we haven't witnessed it for ourselves. Yet we have the testimony that has been recorded in Yah's word to draw from. Man is not capable of bringing about a resurrection, but our Creator is. He is the one that put us here. He is the one that shaped us and formed us. So what is it to Him to raise us back up and give us life again? And then there is the kingdom. It is hard for us to even imagine what that will be like, isn't it? A place outside of time, a place where we're not affected by a physical body anymore that breaks down and has pain and gets tired. It's going to be more credible than we can even imagine. And it is a reality. It will come to pass exactly as Yahweh has said it will. You know, people in this world face a reality that is not very pleasant. There are things going on all around this world, and many people are suffering and live day to day just trying to survive. People create a reality for themselves because they want to ignore what is really happening around them. No one wants to see the signs that are all there. It's easier just to ignore things and to distract yourself. But this world is dying. We see the signs all around us. The time of this world is drawing to a close, and we can't pretend it away. We can't ignore what we see happening, because that is our reality. And we have to be prepared for that. The word of Yahweh tells us what is coming on this world. And a lot of it, frankly, is not very pleasant. But it's all brought about by what mankind has done and what mankind is doing to this world. This amazing place that Yahweh gave us to live and grow and learn about Him. His wrath is going to be unleashed, and it will come upon the earth in all of its fury until it is completed. Yahweh has been holding back and watching all of the evil that men have done and that men are doing. But the time is coming when He will hold back no longer. Isaiah 24 and verse 1. Isaiah 24 and verse 1. See, Yahweh is making the earth empty and making it waste, and shall overturn its surface, and shall scatter abroad its inhabitants. And it shall be as with the people, so with the priest, As with the servant, so with his master. As with the female servant, so with her mistress. As with the buyer, so with the seller. As with the lender, so with the borrower. As with the creditor, so with the debtor. The earth is completely emptied and utterly plundered. For Yahweh has spoken this word. The earth shall mourn and wither. The world shall languish and wither. The haughty people of the earth shall languish. For the earth has been defiled under its inhabitants, because they have transgressed the Torah, changed the law, broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore a curse shall consume the earth, and those who dwell in it be punished. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth shall be burned, and few men shall be left. The new wine shall fail. The vine shall languish, all those glad at heart shall sigh. The joy of the tambourine shall cease, the noise of those who rejoice shall end, the joy of the lyre shall cease. No more do they drink wine with a song. Strong drink is bitter to those who drink it. The deserted city shall be broken down, every house shall be shut, no one enters. There is a crying for wine in the streets. All joy shall be darkened. The gladness of the earth shall be gone. The city is left in ruins, and the gate is stricken with destruction. For thus it is to be in the midst of the earth among the peoples, like the shaking of an olive tree, like the gleaning of grapes when the grape harvest is done. There are scriptures that are a lot more explicit and terrible to think about other than this passage from Isaiah. That is the reality. Men will not turn from what they are doing. Men do not care what the word of Yahweh says, because they have their own plans, their own schemes. And they will continue on, each one trying to accomplish what he wants, not caring about what the word of Yahweh says, not caring about who gets hurt, not caring about who is affected by their plans. Yahweh sends warnings. He sends his prophets to speak. And there are prophets of Yahweh on this earth today. Don't believe for a second that there are not. He continues to warn and to send his servants to warn all of those who would hear. Because it is not his desire that any should perish. He sends signs in the heavens. He sends signs in the earth. And all of those things are the reality. It is also a reality that we know. We are witnessing those things before our eyes. We are seeing the results of man's transgression and what happens when mankind follows their own way apart from Yahweh. It does not matter how great a nation or a people, when they turn their back on Elohim, their destruction and fall is assured. And it will come to pass. 1 John 2 and verse 15. Do not love the world nor that which is in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Because all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust of it. But the one doing the desire of Elohim remains forever. You know, sometimes it's scary. Sometimes it's frightening to read the words of the prophets and to see what is coming upon this world. It's all we've ever known. It's our home. And the thought of seeing it all destroyed is frightening to us. Because what is left is the unknown. Yahweh's word tells us what is coming, but we haven't seen it yet. But that is what we have to hold on to. Because that is our reality. And we know this world has to come to a close. That is also a reality. This world has to die so that the world that Yahweh is bringing for those who love him and want to live with him for all time can become a reality. A better world is coming. And that is the reality. We don't want to hide from that. And we don't want to ignore that, because that is our future. Isaiah 65 and verse 17. Isaiah 65 and verse 17. For look, I am creating new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come to heart. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I create. For look, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing, and her people a joy. And I shall rejoice in Jerusalem, and shall joy in my people. And let the voice of weeping no more be heard in her, nor the voice of crying. Now that is a beautiful reality, isn't it? No more crying, no more weeping, only joy. And our Elohim dwelling there with us. What is that even going to be like? We can only begin to imagine, can't we? Don't be afraid to face reality. Abba wants us to face it head on and to trust in him and his word. We don't have to run from the reality that is coming. We don't have to hide from it. His people have nothing to fear. He tells us what he is doing so we do not have to be fearful or worry about what is coming on this world. He reveals his truth to us and he gives us his word so that we know what he is doing. His reality is our reality. Amen. Yivarekeka Yahweh, Vayishmereka. Ya'er Yahweh panaveleka, vihuneka. Yisa Yahweh panaveleka,
V'yashem laha shalom. Yahweh bless you and protect you. Yahweh make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Yahweh turn back his face towards you and give you shalom. V'shem Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Yeshua the Messiah. Amen.
You have been listening to the weekly Shabbat teaching of Congregation Beit HaEmet, brought to you by HaEmet Ministries, where we encourage you to rethink, relearn, and return to the pure word and way of our Elohim. For more teaching, resources, and information about HaEmet Ministries, please visit our website at www.haemet.org. That's www.haemet.org. May our Abba bless you richly throughout this coming week and guide you into His truth. Shavua Tov.